5:57, you know what time it is.
What time it is?
For the joke of the day.
Ooh, before you walk out the door, expect more news, weather, and traffic only on 2 News This Morning.
And let's get that joke from Alan.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Hey, husband and his wife, bitter quarrel one day. 40 years of marriage. They've been fighting the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Husband yells, "Well, when you die, I'm going to get you a headstone that says, 'Here lies my wife, cold as ever.'"
Yeah.
"Yeah?"
she replies.
"When you die, I'm getting you a headstone that reads, 'Here lies my husband, stiff at last.'"
Finally.
Good. Finally.
If you got a favorite joke, send it down at kbear.com. We'll use it for joke of the day. We'll give you a prize. And it's time to spin that hopper. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see John Anderson, Rick Wakeman, Trevor Rabin, all members of Yes at one time or another. This show is going down on November 17th at the JQ Lawson Capitol Theater, Thursday, November 17th.
Right on. Our winner is Kirk.
Kirk, congratulations.
Yeah, he's... See, and this is exactly what you said at the beginning, right?
What's
Even if
that?
You're not mad,
yeah.
Just call Get in the Hopper. He's not mad. He's glad it's 65 and sunny.
Well, perfect. That's a good thing to be mad
there
about,
man. There you go. He's mad that he's glad.
And you're going to be going to a show that, to me, sounds like it is going to be a great show.
Yeah, congratulations.
Don't expect a lot of stage stuff, but good music.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
That's right. It's time for tonight, 6 o'clock, 6-pack. We picked a year, and we're going to play some of the best music in that year. In the year we selected tonight, some clues, the Barbie Liberation Organization, or the BLO, switches the voice boxes on talking G.I. Joes and Barbie dolls to question gender stereotypes.
The BLO?
The BLO. Hello, baby. In this year, Steely Dan reunites for the first time since 1981. Nora Ephron's beloved rom-com, Sleepless in Seattle, comes out, and the Empire State Building is never the same. The first episode of The X-Files airs, showing that the truth is out there. We all relive February 2nd of this year, over and over again, with Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park beats E.T., to become the highest-grossing film worldwide at the time.
I think that joke could have been titled Jurassic Parks.
Cheers airs its season finale, and bars become creepy again. Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger tie the knot, and this is the year that Nirvana is the musical guest for SNL's fall season premiere with host Charles Barkley. The 6-pack at 6 on K-Bear.
KBER FM, Salt Lake City.